good. So what we're going to do is bass rhythms, and we chose a 1-5-6-4 progression in the key of A. So get your basses ready, and but just to call out the chords, it'll be A, E, F sharp minor, B, and that just repeats over and over. We're going to do different rhythms on these four notes. And I'm going to do it by tempo. I'm going to start at 120. I'm going to gradually get faster and slower. We're also going to talk about whether it's a straight feel or a triplet feel in some of these. Like, a straight feel means the eighth notes are evenly spaced like this. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And a triplet feel is something else. So let's just do an eighth note feel. All eighth notes. Your rhythm is 1, 2, 3, go like... Very good, nice. So, and if it was a shuffle feel or a swing, it might be da 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 da. The eighth note is displaced. It's no longer halfway between the beat. It's 2/3 the way between the beat. Like, if you had full triplets on each beat, it would be 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 2, 3. And we're just playing the first and third part of those. Like, 1, 3, 2, 3, 3, 4, 3, 1, 3, 2, 3, 3. But we don't count like that. We just count, like... 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2. So just that, you're not gonna play all eighth notes, just triplets like. And you might hear this called a shuffle. Here we go. Felt pretty natural to you. You could occasionally put triplets in the middle there. Let's talk about that a little. You could take the triplet out, or you can put an extra one in at will. Let's talk about that. Taking it out would just mean quarter notes, like. But that doesn't mean you would do that all the time. Suppose you alternated between. So let's do that. You're going to play, the most you're going to play is da 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 da. You might play da 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 or even da 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 da. So swung eighth notes, quarter notes, or half notes is what your choices are.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 1. Combinations. right? Isn't that fun? I should hope that that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know, it occurs to me now that I missed a step. We should have done this adding or leaving out stuff on the straight feel too. And we'll come back to it in a minute. But there's one more step on this triplet thing. You could add on a triplet, meaning the second part of the triplet we've been skipping, right? We've been going 1-3-1-3-1-3-1. You could go play all of them like 1-2-3-2-2-2-3-4, but that'd probably be a bit much to do all the time. So let me demonstrate. I'm gonna go. It just so happens that on the second beat,
yeah,
I'm adding all the triplets like on da 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 da. Right. So let's try that. So 2-3-4. Wait. So I'm still. It's still 1-2-3-4-1-2. But on the second beat, I'm adding all the triplets like. Arbitrary, so you can play that those triplets any on any beat, but let's just be prescriptive up front before we set you free and do whatever you want. Let's do it on the first beat. It's gonna sound like this. Like, wait, but you're speeding up the chords too. We're still doing four, like 1-2-3. Lower notes, you can add or subtract, but your basic unit of in this shuffle-y type groove at 120, your basic unit is like, you can either go faster by adding another triplet or slower by taking stuff away. Let me just demonstrate and then join me. Thank you. now I'm just there harmonically, and you'll eventually have those tools as well, but right now we're just working on the rhythm stuff.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
It started making sense at the end. At first, I was kind of imitating, and then, I don't know, I started feeling the, you know, put a thing in, take a thing out, kind of, you know.
You want to spend more time in it? It's fine with me.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. Here we go. One, two. Absolutely.
Well, that's one thing I noticed. But other than that, I lost the one because I tried to just come in on the second feet, but I think I just was used to, like, playing four anyway.
So, oh, I see. You know. I see. That's interesting.
But maybe someday I'll get it.
Speaking of making a mistake and then not getting thrown off, I see you're tapping your foot, right?
Probably.
And I think that's a good thing. Like, everyone's different. Some people don't. It throws them off to tap is it called an appendage?
Sure.
Sounds like a weird word. Your appendage. Didn't know I had one. Anyway, I thought it got taken out when I was three. Anyway, it keeps if you have something else moving besides the fingers, it gives you something to connect, to ground to. You know, if you're tapping your foot, and this happens all the time on guitar, if you're not keeping time with some other part of your body, it's easy to get thrown off, like you're. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's a good practice to tap something else besides your fingers. All right, very good. So, and I take back something I said, which is we were going to go back to the straight feel and add stuff and leave out stuff. It would involve 16ths, and I don't know if you or anyone listening to this might not be as comfortable with 16ths, which is, of course, faster than triplets, at 120. So we'll save that for when we do a slower tempo, just in case, all right?
Yeah.
So let's do it now. I'm going to go down to 100.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start a new file.